Okay. I'm pretty excited. And I know that's not really conducive to you falling asleep. Are you nervous? Oh, try not to be. I'm going to be with you the entire time. Is everything we talked about okay? It's a lucid dream, and we could change it to be whatever we want. Okay, well, you know the safe word. At any point, if you say it, or even just think it really hard, I'll wake you right up. You'll be right in my bed with my arms wrapped around you and my squishy tentacles wrapped all around your face. You're very brave, you know that, right? Online, a lot of Elithas talk about how hard it is to get someone to dreamwalk with. But they rave about how rewarding it is. Most of them want to hallucinate tropical vacations and impossible adventures. We get to turn your sleeping mind into a sex dungeon. I'm going to take such good care of you. I want to blow your mind, not break it. Can we start with a little kiss? Oh, that's nice. I think it gets better every time, letting our thoughts intermingle. I don't know if I'm getting sensitive to your patterns, or maybe if you're growing new neurons, but it feels like we're connecting more easily. It's cozy sharing headspace with you. You're going to sleep really well. I'm going to take you down, 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 deep into your REM cycle, where your body sleeps, where your brain plays games. I'm going there with you because I want to play games too. Just think about how fresh the bed sheets are. How soft your pillow is. How warm I am, wrapped around you. This is adorable. And as you're thinking about all these things you feel, your eyes are getting droopy. Just close them, honey. Just fall back into your dreaming space. Remember, that I'm here. That whatever happens, whoever you see is me. Everything else is just your own imagination, shaped by me. Things can get intense, but nothing can hurt you. It's just a game, and we are exploring. I want to give you that. More pleasure than a single life could give. So many fun activities. Sleep for me. Let go. Let everything unwind. And sleep. Sleep for me. See you soon. Just sleep. Sleep. Just. Why. It's all right. No, it's okay. You'll get used to the dark. Just wait. Of course it is. You are in a cavern. It's normal. Oh, why? Well, you should know better. This is your mind after all. And it is dark and dirty, pervert. I love dark. No, if I were you, I wouldn't speak aloud like that. Who knows what lurks in there? Are your eyes accustomed yet?
Ah, yes. Good. Okay, there are tentacles. That cavern is full of tentacles, actually. And apparently, you woke them up. And they seem to... Oh, yes. They want to get to know you. Oh, you don't? You're trying to back off? But, you know, there may be some behind you, too. Ah, yes, there was... Oh, here you go. They've got your hand now. Turn around. Oh, yes, it is the same. Tentacles everywhere. Aw, you seem frightened. I thought you'd love it. Well, of course, they're my tentacles. Just bigger and more of them. And they may have a bit of a mind of their own as well. But they feel so good rubbing against you, don't you think? Oh, do you think yelling is a good idea? Well, that didn't prevent other tentacles from grabbing your other arm. And now you're struggling. Struggling after tentacles that do nothing but hug your limbs. That is rather impolite, don't you think? Fighting like that against me, all stupidly dangling in the air. Well, there's no room for a lot of movement now. Just relax. It's okay. It's me. Why are you fighting? My tentacles would not harm you in any way, I promise. And also, please, just stop pretending. You love tentacles, don't you? Yes, you love them, little pet. Black, unctuous, strong tentacles. Tentacles lined with suction cups, kissing you everywhere. Holding you up in the air. What a pleasant view. And now, other tentacles are coming to your face. And stop struggling. The brawl is over. Open your mouth. Good boy. Let it enter. Let it explore your mouth. How does it feel? This living thing pulsing in your mouth. Exploring it. Do you like it? You'd better. Because, see, it is well inserted now, with its friends all over your head, maintaining it in place. You love that, don't you? That, and all the tentacle caressing your body, caressing your legs, caressing your belly, caressing your cock, your hard cock, I must admit. Good boy. Good boy. You are due a reward, I think. Oh, and look, those tentacles seem to agree. Yes, go ahead. Look at your cock. It's your turn to enter, it seems. There is this fat tentacle aimed at it. Yes, look, the one with the smaller tentacles on its sides. It seems to have something for you. Something, I'd say, adapted for your pleasure. I told you, these things want to please you. I want to please you. Oh, and now it opens. Look, it opens like a flower. A flower of warm, dark oily flesh. Yes, you want to go there, don't you? Hmm. Pervert. 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 You want this. You dirty, dirty pervert. You're bucking, wanting to go in there. But you don't get to decide. It decides when you enter into it. It decides when it impales itself on you. I decide, and I enjoy deciding. Close your eyes. Yes, like that. Just feel it. Tentacles all around you. Tentacles hugging your entire body. Tentacles holding you in the air. Tentacles kissing you everywhere. Tentacles filling up your mouth. And now, tentacles grabbing your thighs, coiling around your back. And in the center of it, a mouth. A warm, ink-dark mouth sucking in your cock. Just feel it. Your cock enveloped in warm, oily flesh. Pulsating all around it. Waves of contractions massaging your cock. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Just feel how much it wants you. And now, sleep. Sleep now, human. Sleep.
Hey, I heard you like to work out all by yourself before class. Captain of the football team, strong and silent type. Careful there, golden boy. Don't go breaking any hearts. I'm Trixie. I just transferred here from the panhandle. The reason I cornered you in the locker room is because I wanted to try out for the cheer team and those catty bitches weren't going to give me the time of day. You know, I built the cheer squad at my old school. Getting to watch the game up close, pumping up the crowd, I'm all over that. And the way I see it, we're cheering you on, Mr. Star Quarterback. If I can impress you, well, I'll have those girls wrapped around my little finger. I was always more of a solo dancer anyway. So what do you say? Do you want a little private show? I wore my old uniform for a reason. Aren't the thin straps just so much more appealing? This school barely lets us show any skin. Like, isn't that half the fun? Just a bunch of girls flouncing around, shaking their pom-poms. Football is all about strength, and cheering is all about skin. Although, sometimes it's about what isn't showing. For instance, check out these thigh-high stockings. Against this itty-bitty skirt, you just get a peek of my legs. And when I twirl like this, you get a flash of my snow-white panties. How could that not motivate you? Seeing my muscular calves, the jiggle of my pert little ass, my thighs straining, bossing all the little bitches on the team to lift me up so you can get a better look. Are you ever going to miss a touchdown throw, knowing I'll be watching? Because every time you score on the field, I'm going to drag you back to the locker room and let you score with me. There's no way we're not going to win the big game with that kind of motivation, is there?
So, are you waiting for something? I thought you might take a sample. A slice of my cheesecake, that is. Well, that's more like it, big boy. Come stand a little closer. Feel the friction in the air. You dog. If you're going to pin me to the wall, you better mean it. Oh, God. Your sweat. You smell like victory, baby. It's all right. Just rip off my uniform, why don't you? I'm getting a new one, remember? I'm done with this. Just tear it off me. Oh, yes. Dig your fingers in. Under all that spandex, it's hard to tell, but I'm pretty stacked. Nobody else is packing E-cups around here, and that is why I am the hottest girl on campus. That's what you're going to tell all your friends. Do I need to convince you? Here, feel them. Aren't they nice and warm? That's right. Play with them. Rub your thumbs into them. Feel how perky they are. How inviting. Aren't they just the best? My turn. Here, let's get a feel for what you're packing. Oh my, it's true what they say about big hands. Let's get your python out. Ooh, your snake is looking right at me. Should I give it a little kiss? Hey, are you ready to bend me over the bench and pull my skimpy little panties to the side? Or maybe after I'm on the cheer team, you'll have to settle for my pouty little mouth. Here, let me get on my knees. Oh, look at those abs. Here, look into my eyes. Do you like seeing them look up back at you while I worship you? Hypnotic, isn't it? Aren't you just sinking into the pleasure? Aren't you just sinking down deeper? Sleep. Ah, you are back with us. So, no, don't move. I told you not to move. Well, that was to be expected. Anyway, now you know that you're strapped down. These are padded cuffs. They prevent chafing and pain. Per regulation, you see. I don't care for your questioning tone. This procedure does not require your input. Perhaps you'd prefer to bite down on a gag. And, to answer your question, you are naked because it is necessary, and I'd rather not have to strip you after shackling you. And with those cuffs, that would mean I'd have to cut them all off with my trauma scissors. And, to be frank, destroying your clothing would not bother me, but it is awkward to manipulate scissors with surgical gloves on. That and all the paperwork if I do cut you. All right, so now that your curiosity is satisfied, I can perhaps explain to you why you are here. You are here to have your seed extracted from you. The next time you open that mouth of yours, I'll be forced to gag you. I am not interested in responding to your inane statements and baseless protests. It has become so difficult to find voluntary sperm donors. So, the government has decided that randomly chosen donors had to be selected.
you won that lottery. Congratulations. Okay, so now that everything has been explained, you had better come to terms with it, because there is no way out. Look into my eyes. Good. You are not the first to wriggle uselessly in these straps. You are not the first to protest, and you will not escape. What happens now is completely out of your control, and you need to accept that. You need to accept that you are at the mercy of an anonymous nurse in full surgical scrubs, complete with mask and gloves. Good. Just relax. There is nowhere you can go. I will give you an orgasm. I will be simulating you, and that will make you ejaculate. I will collect your seed, which will be used as I see fit. This is the way it is. Accept it. Accept it now. Shh. Accept it now, in silence. Perfect. Oh, I see that you are hard already. Some patients are more responsive than others. Interesting. There we go. Just relax. Let go. Give in to pleasure. In fact, that is the main point. Just give in. You have no other option than to let pleasure overwhelm you. That's not so hard, is it? I have done this for 4, 5 years. My technique breaks everyone. It is an easy job, to be honest. So, just give in. Let go. You can moan, by the way. Like that. Good. You can't resist being milked by me. I will take what I want, and you will love it. You are trembling now. That's good. Just let go. Just like that. I will bring you over the edge. Here we are. You are ready to come, aren't you? Yes. Just on that edge. Perfect. Yes, I stopped. I stopped on purpose, just at the edge. How does it feel? Tease and denial enhances the volume of the ejaculate. I don't aim for your pleasure. I aim for yield. All right. Final milking is in 1 hour. Standard protocol. Meanwhile, I feel like I will not be interested in your conversation. I could leave you alone, but in the past, people like you have tried to escape, and that is an easy way to hurt yourself. So, per regulation, I need to sedate you. I thought I already told you to keep quiet. But, per regulation, I cannot have you both gagged and sedated. So, this is your lucky day, I suppose. All right. So, before I put the gas mask on you, I'm supposed to tell you to just breathe normally and don't panic. Well, do what you want. You won't last long anyway. If you panic before going under, well, I will enjoy the view. See you later. Sleep now. Sleep.
Well, this is a little weird. Well, we're just in my bed, in our PJs. I'm my usual self, and you're you. And we're both completely lucid. I don't get it. What's the angle here? We could just do this in real life. Babe, did you just copy that night from last week, where you brought me candied brains in bed and rubbed my tummy? You're the worst. I thought we agreed we'd make the deepest dream the most intense fantasy. Unless there's some expensive toys under my bed here, I think you missed the mark. Nope. Just my normal collection of vibrators under there. I mean, at least the ones you know about. So, what are we doing? Strip poker? Truth or dare? Sure, we can spoon. Come over here, pervert. I want to be the little spoon this time. I'm not going to let you fall asleep, you know. We had an agreement, and I'm not taking you deeper. But this is nice. Just like the real thing. Yeah. Can you do that thing where you put your hand on my cheek and let me curl my tentacles between your fingers? You know, I think it's ridiculous that your deepest fantasy is just a regular Wednesday night, spooning with your girlfriend. Your degeneracy is incurable. But hey, I love the snuggles too. This was the right pick. I'm having fun. I knew I would, even though I'm not 100% into everything. I'm definitely all green light. How about you? Is anything I picked out bugging you? Or anything not turning out the way you wanted? It's not too late to change it, you know. It wouldn't hurt to skip a level or two on the way up. I mean, if you really wanted to, I could wake you up right now. Are you sure you're fine with everything? Okay, well, I'm glad that dating the lit that has its perks. I've really enjoyed sharing your dreams, being your psychopomp. Like, people talk about dreams all the time, and since Alithis can't dream, I've always felt a little envious, like I was the only one outside of an inside joke. That, and the kinky sex is pretty awesome. You don't even want to know what our bodies have been doing while you were out. I did have one question, though. Why did you never change my face? You could have made me human if you wanted. I wouldn't be offended. You had no trouble giving me huge porn star tits, and I totally get that. I like having big tits. But don't the weird eyes and the tentacles bother you? Aw, sweetie, you pervert. You really like my face, the way it is? Well, I suppose it's true. You can get used to anything. No, I'm joking. But I'm touched, really. I like you too, the waking you. And I like that we get to play in the waking world and the dreaming world. Maybe we could go to the park tomorrow. Whatever. I shouldn't make plans with you right now. It'll be hard for you to remember this deep down. I'll remind you when you get back to the top. Have fun. Now, wake up, pervert.
Okay. Back again. Ah. Don't speak. The gag is ready if you insist. I am not interested in what comes out of your mouth. All right, now, this is the real thing, isn't it? I will drain those balls. The only thing you can do is to give in. There we go. It's interesting how you react. Really. Not too many men become hard that easily in this situation. So, what is it that you prefer? Being strapped down? All at my mercy?
Or is it latex? Do you enjoy being manipulated by latex-gloved hands?
Silence. No speaking.
It is futile. Your cock gives me all the answers I need. So, let's resume this fascinating conversation I'm having with your cock. Do you enjoy the touch of sterile latex? Do you thrive in captivity? Or perhaps being milked by an unknown nurse? Her face hidden by a mask? Ah, yes, you enjoy this. I bet you also enjoy the way I demean you. Well, that's easy. Dirty pervert. Whatever it is that you enjoy, it makes my job easier. So, thank you, I suppose. Let go. Give in. Yes, like that. You will soon give me what I want. You know, I perhaps sound cold, but to be frank, I love this job. I love doing this. To have people at my mercy, invade their most intimate feelings. Yes, I love that. I love the way men react to my control. The fear, the shame, and then the pleasure. Yes, when pleasure overwhelms them, when they can no longer resist. I love that. The way pleasure breaks them. I also love denying orgasms. I love it because it makes men beg for what they fought against just seconds before. So, you'd better come fast now. When will I stop next time? Maybe I won't even let you come. After all, I'm not even sure that you're worth it. See? So, don't fight it. You are ready to come now. I don't want to waste any more time with you. You will come in sterile latex. I will make you come without even touching you. Only the latex does. But that's what you love, don't you? Pervert. So, just think about it. Just think about how lucky you are to be here. To be with me. To be allowed to come in my hand. Just think about it and prepare yourself to come. I will count down to zero. At zero, I will put your undeserving cock into this tube. It will vibrate and make you come. And all your seed will be collected, extracted from you, and stored. You are a stud. Not worth more than some farm animal. Oh no, stop making that face. And listen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Come. Come for me. Come now. Spurt that seed. Spurt. 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 Perfect. I must confess, I quite enjoyed your spasms. The rattling of your restraints, too. They do make for nice music, don't they? Yes, quite a job. But it's over now. And I don't know if we'll see each other again. You know, I remember faces. Sometimes I see patients, you know, in civil life. They don't recognize me most of the time. And those who do, well, they lower their gaze. Yes, I do love my job. Anyway, it's over now. Have a pleasant day. And wake up. Wake up.
Wow, you really were out of it. Did you get a revelation from that orgasm? So, about my place in the cheer team. Oh. Aren't you supposed to go soft or something? Geez, it's like you're getting even harder. Oh, yes. Rip off my panties. You're such a big, dumb brute. Now, act like it. Fuck! If you're not just a big, dumb brute, then why are you pinning me down the floor? I love angry sex. What are you waiting for? Are you some kind of pussy? Fuck me like cheerleaders are supposed to be fucked. Oh, yes. Oh, grab my hips. Yes, yes, please. Don't you want to play with my tits while you pound me? They're waiting for you. My cute little nipples aren't going to squeeze themselves, are they? Ah, you're so rough. Don't stop. Don't you dare. More. Oh, when your hips grind against me, you're so fucking deep inside, I can't even breathe. More. Oh, that's pretty good. Faster. Faster and harder. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, that's some performance you've got there. It must take a lot of endurance. And now it's time to wake up, sweetie. See you soon.
Still struggling, eh? Struggling in this net of tentacles. As if you had a chance. That's cute. But, well, I'm not sure, in fact. You're not struggling anymore, are you? No. You move. All your body clenches and shivers. Clenches in ecstasy. You are so close. All clenching like that. Ooh, you enjoy this word, don't you? Clench. 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 All your body wriggling, clenching, and spasming for me. And your cock trying all it can to enter further. Further into that warm sheath of flesh. Ink dark flesh, pleasuring you, pulsating around your cock, firmly enveloping your cock, anchored to it, and pulsating. Oh yes, you love, love, love my tentacles, and these tiny tendrils playing with your balls. Oh, yes. I think I enjoy this a bit too much, too. But no, not yet, little one. There are tentacles around your neck, too. Strong, firm tentacles
coiled around your neck? And what if they constricted more? What if that tentacle in your mouth goes down into your throat? Are you afraid? You should be very afraid. Or not. I love my little plaything. I won't damage it. Not even a little bit. Not today. I promise, all right? I promise. I love you. Oh, poor, poor little thing. Panicking and gasping for air. Panicking, and still quite hard, by the way. All right, I'll be all nice now. Let's go back to where you want me to put all my strength. That nice thing that kept hard all along for me. Did you know that inside my tentacles, there are other tentacles? For example, your cock is tightly packed into that nice tentacle here. And inside it, yes, that thing coiling around the base of your cock is a tentacle. All these little things are tentacles. And this thing, just on your frenulum, is a suction cup. Gently massaging it, just on the spot. Yes, I enjoy that quite a little bit. You, all at my mercy. You, all afraid and wriggling, spasming, clenching, and responding to each of my caresses. Oh gosh, just, your mind in this mixture of panic and ecstasy is just, oh, okay. All right. Yes, it is quite an interesting situation. All right, now you're ready. Both of us are ready. I will count you down. I will count us down, I think. But I decide. I always decide. Phew, quite a dirty mind you have there. All right, that's a 10. 9, little one. 8. 7. Hold it for me. 6. It's hard, but you can do it. 5. You don't want to disappoint me. 4. Almost there. 3. Oh gosh, I love it. 2. Dirty pervert. 1. Oh, dirty. 0. Come for me now, human. Dirty. Pervert. Come for me. Spurt for me. Shoot. 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 You are mine. I love you. Pervert. Pervert. My sweet little pervert. Dirty little human. My little thing. I won't hurt you. My sweet boy. All nestled in happy, happy tentacles. Ah, phew. That was quite something. No, I won't hurt you. Not more than what you can enjoy anyway. You are too precious for that. Ooh, feeling dizzy? Wanting a little nap? Well, that's not for now. Later, perhaps. But now, wake up. Wake up.
Wakey, wakey, pervert. Well, hi. Good morning. Did you sleep okay? Of course you did. I was there. Have I mentioned how much I love sleeping with my tentacles wrapped around your face? You were so cute. And look at all this cum dried up on me. Well, I guess we didn't think of that. But with you in my arms, your semen had nowhere to go but on me. You came so many times. I think you actually struck empty in the last dream there. You just kept on throbbing and throbbing. But I think by that point you were shooting blanks. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. No wonder your balls ache so much. Maybe a quick hand job would make him feel better. Mm-hmm. Oh, cut it out. I was kidding. Come on. Let's go take a shower. Yeah. I want to talk to you about some ideas I have for tomorrow night. Oh, and we're going to the park.